This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This reading by Chris Gorringe. Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman. Book 35. Goodbye, My Fancy. Sail out for good, Eidolon yacht. Heave the anchor short, raise the mainsail and jibe, steer forth. O little white-hulled sloop, now speed on really deep waters. I will not call it our concluding voyage, but outset and sure entrance to the truest, best, maturest. Depart, depart from solid earth, no more returning to these shores. Now on for aye our infinite free venture wending, spurning all yet tried ports, seas, horses, densities, gravitation. Sail out for good, Eidolon yacht of me. Lingering last drops. And whence and why came you? We know not whence, was the answer. We only know that we drift here with the rest, that we lingered and lagged, but were wafted at last, and are now here to make the passing showers concluding drops. Goodbye, my fancy. Goodbye, my fancy. I had a word to say, but 'tis not quite the time. The best of any man's word or say is when its proper place arrives, and for its meaning I keep mine till the last. On the same, ye jocund twain. On the same, ye jocund twain. My life and recitative, containing birth, youth, mid-age years, fitful as motley tongues of flame, inseparably twined and merged in one, combining all. My single soul, aims, confirmations, failures, joys, nor single soul alone. I chart my nation's crucial stage, America's, haply humanity's, the trial great, the victory great. A strange enclaircissement of all the masses past, the eastern world, the ancient, medieval. Here from the wanderings, strayings, lessons, wars, defeats, here at the west, a voiced triumphant, justifying all. A gladsome pealing cry, a song for once of utmost pride and satisfaction, I chant from it the common bulk, the general average horde, the best, sooner than the worst. And now I chant old age, my verses, written first for forenoon life, and for the summers, autumns, spread. I pass to snow-white hairs the same, and give to pulses winter-cooled the same, as here in careless trill, I and my recitatives, with faith and love, wafting to other work, to unknown songs, conditions. On, ye jocund twain, continue on the same. My 71st year. After surmounting 80 with all their chances, changes, losses, sorrows, my parents' death, the vagaries of my life, the many tearing passions of me, the war of 63 and 4, as some old broken soldier after a long, hot, wearying march, or happily after battle, today at twilight, hobbling, answering company roll call, here, with vital voice, reporting yet, saluting yet, the officer over all. Apparitions. A vague mist hanging round half the pages. Sometimes how strange and clear to the soul that all of these solid things are indeed but apparitions, concepts, non-realities. The pallid wreath. Somehow, I cannot let it go yet, funeral though it is. Let it remain back there on its nail suspended, with pink, blue, yellow all blanched, and the white now grey and ashy. One withered rose put years ago for thee, dear friend. But I do not forget thee. Hast thou then faded? Is the odour exhaled? Are the colours, vitalities dead? No. While memories subtly play, the past vivid as ever, for but last night I woke, and in that spectral ring saw thee, thy smile, eyes, face, calm, silent, loving as ever. So let the wreath hang still a while within my eye-reach. It is not yet dead to me, nor even pallid. An ended day. The soothing sanity and blitheness of completion, the pomp and hurried contest glare and rush are done. Now triumph, transformation, jubilati. Old age's ship and crafty deaths. From east and west across the horizon's edge, two mighty mastful vessels sailors steal upon us. But we'll make race a time upon the seas, a battle contest yet. Bear lively there, our joys of strife and daring do to the last. Put on the old ship all her power today, crowd topsail, topgallant and royal studding sails, out challenge and defiance, flags and flaunting pennants added, as we take to the open, take to the deepest, freest waters. To the pending year. Have I no weapon word for thee? Some message brief and fierce? Have I fought out and done indeed the battle? Is there no shot left for all thy affections, lisps, scorns, manifold silliness? Nor for myself, my own rebellious self in thee? Down, down, proud gorge, though choking thee, thy bearded throat and highborn forehead to the gutter, crouch low thy neck to eleemosynary gifts. Shakespeare Bacon's cipher. I doubt it not, then more, far more, in each old song bequeathed, in every noble page or text, different, something unrecked before, some unsuspected author. In every object, mountain, tree, and star, in every birth and life, as part of each, evolved from each, meaning, behind the ostent, a mystic cipher waits enfolded. Long, long hence. After a long, long course, hundreds of years, denials, accumulations, roused love and joy and thought, hopes, wishes, aspirations, ponderings, victories, myriads of readers, coating, compassing, covering, after ages and ages, incrustations, then only may these songs reach fruition. Bravo, Paris Exposition. Add to your show, before you close it, France, with all the rest, visible, concrete, temples, towers, goods, machines, and ores, our sentiment wafted from many million heart-throbs, ethereal but solid. We grandsons and great-grandsons do not forget your grandsires. From 50 nations and nebulous nations, compacted, sent overseas today, America's applause, love, memories, and goodwill. Interpolation sounds. Over and through the burial chant, organ and solemn service, sermon, bending priests, to me come interpolation sounds, not in the show, plainly to me, crowding up the aisle and from the window, of sudden battles, hurry and harsh noises, war's grim game to sight and ear in earnest. The scout called up and forward, the general mounted and his aides around him. The new brought word, the instantaneous order issued, the rifle crack, the cannon thud, the rushing forth of men from their tents, the clank of cavalry, the strange celerity of forming ranks, the slender bugle's note, the sound of horses' hooves departing, saddles, arms, accoutrements. To the sunset breeze. Ah, whispering, something again unseen. Where late this heated day thou enterest at my window, door, thou, laving, tempering all, cool threshing, gently vitalizing, me, old, alone, sick, weak down, melted, worn with sweat, thou, nestling, folding close and firm, yet soft, companion better than talk, book, art. Thou hast, O nature, elements, utterance to my heart beyond the rest, and this is of them. So sweet thy primitive taste to breathe within, thy soothing fingers, my face and hands. Thou, messenger, magical strange bringer to body and spirit of me. Distances balked, occult medicines penetrating me from head to foot. I feel the sky, the prairies vast. I feel the mighty northern lakes. I feel the ocean and the forest. Somehow I feel the globe itself swift swimming in space. Thou blown from lips so loved, now gone, haply, from endless store, God sent. For thou art spiritual, godly, most of all known to my sense. Minister to speak to me, here and now, what word was never told and cannot tell. Art thou not universal concrete's distillation, laws, all astronomy's last refinement? Hast thou no soul? Can I not know, identify thee? Old Chants. An ancient song, reciting, ending, once gazing towards thee, mother of all. Musing, seeking themes fitted for thee, accept me, thou saidst, the elder ballads, and name for me before thou goest each ancient poet. Of many debts incalculable, haply our new world's chiefest debt is to old poems. Even so far back, preluding thee, America, old chants, Egyptian priests, and those of Ethiopia, the Hindu epics, the Grecian, Chinese, Persian, the Biblic books and prophets and deep idylls of the Nazarene, the Iliad, Odyssey, plots, doings, wanderings of Aeneas, Hesiod, Aeschylus, Sophocles, Merlin, Arthur, the Cid, Roland at Roncesvalles, the Nibelungen, the troubadour, minstrels, minnesingers, skalds, Chaucer, Dante, flocks of singing birds, the border minstrelry, the bygone ballads, feudal tales, essays, plays, Shakespeare, Schiller, Walter Scott, Tennyson, as some vast, wondrous, weird dream presences, the great shadowy groups gathering around, darting their mighty, masterful eyes forward at thee, thou, with as now thy bending neck and head, with courteous hand and word, ascending, thou, pausing a moment, drooping thine eyes upon them, blent with their music, well pleased, accepting all, curiously prepared for by them, thou enterest at thy entrance porch. A Christmas Greeting. Welcome, Brazilian brother, thy ample place is ready. A loving hand, a smile from the north, a sunny instant hall. Let the future care for itself, where it reveals its troubles, impedimentas, ours the present throw, the democratic aim, the acceptance and the faith. To thee today our reaching arm, our turning neck, to thee from us the expectant eye, thou cluster free, thou brilliant lustrous one, thou learning well the true lesson of a nation's light in the sky, more shining than the cross, more than the crown, the height to be superb humanity. Sounds of the Winter. Sounds of the winter, too. Sunshine upon the mountains, many a distant strain, from cheery railroad train, from nearer field, barn, house. The whispering air, even the mute crops, garnered apples, corn, children's and women's tones, rhythm of many a farmer and a flail. An old man's garrulous lips among the rest, think not we give out yet. Forth from these snowy hairs we keep up yet the lilt. A Twilight Song. As I sit in twilight, late alone by the flickering oak flame, musing on long past war scenes, of the countless buried unknown soldiers, of the vacant names, as unindented airs and seas, the unreturned, the brief truce after battle, with grim burial squads and the deep-filled trenches, of gathered from dead all America, north, south, east, west, whence they came up. From wooded Maine, New England's farms, from fertile Pennsylvania, Illinois, Ohio. From the measureless west, Virginia, the south, the Carolinas, Texas, even here in my room shadows and half-lights in the noiseless flickering flames, again I see the stalwart ranks on filling, rising, I hear the rhythmic tramp of the armies. You million unwritten names all, you dark bequest from all your war, a special verse for you, a flash of duty long neglected, your mystic role strangely gathered here. Each name recalled by me from out the darkness and death's ashes, henceforth to be deep, deep within my heart recording for many future year. Your mystic role entire of unknown names, or north or south, embalmed with love in this twilight song. When the full-grown poet came. When the full-grown poet came, outspake pleased nature, the round impassive globe with all its shows of day and night, saying, "He is mine." But outspake too the soul of man, proud, jealous, and unreconciled, "Nay, he is mine alone." Then the full-grown poet stood between the two, and took each by the hand, and today and ever so stands, as blender, uniter, tightly holding hands which he will never release until he reconciles the two and wholly and joyously blends them. Osceola. When his hour for death had come, he slowly raised himself from the bed on the floor, drew on his war dress, shirt, leggings, and girded the belt around his waist. Called for vermilion paint, his looking-glass was held before him, painted half his face and neck, his wrists and back hands, put the scalp knife carefully in his belt, then, lying down, resting a moment, rose again, half-sitting, smiled, gave in silence his extended hand to each and all, sank faintly low to the floor, tightly grasping the tomahawk handle, fixed his look on wife and little children, the last. And here a line in memory of his name and death. A Voice from Death. A voice from death, solemn and strange in all his sweep and power, with sudden indescribable blow, towns drowned, humanity by thousands slain, the vaunted work of thrift, goods, dwellings, forge, street, iron bridge, dashed pell-mell by the blow, yet ushered life continuing on. Amid the rushing, whirling, wilder debris, a suffering woman saved, a baby safely born. Although I come unannounced, in horror and in pang, in pouring flood and fire, and wholesale elemental crash, this voice so solemn, strange, I too, a minister of deity. Yea, death, we bow our faces, veil our eyes to thee, we mourn the old, the young, untimely drawn to thee, the fair, the strong, the good, the capable, the household wrecked, the husband and the wife, the engulfed forger in his forge, the corpses in the whelming waters and the mud, the gathered thousands to their funeral mounds, and thousands never found or gathered. Then after burying, mourning the dead, faithful to them, found or unfound, forgetting not, bearing the past, here new musing, a day, a passing moment, or an hour, America itself bends low, silent, resigned, submissive. War, death, cataclysm like this, America, take deep to thy proud, prosperous heart. E'en as I chant, lo, out of death and out of ooze and slime, the blossoms rapidly blooming, sympathy, help, love, from west and east, from south and north and over sea, its hot-spurred hearts and hands, humanity to human aid moves on, and from within a thought and lesson yet. Thou ever-darting globe, through space and air, thou waters that encompass us, thou that in all the life and death of us, in action or in sleep, thou laws invisible that permeate them and all, thou that in all and over all and through and under all incessant, thou, thou the vital, universal, giant force resistless, sleepless, calm, holding humanity as in thy open hand, as some ephemeral toy, how ill to e'er forget thee. For I too have forgotten, wrapped in these little potencies of progress, politics, culture, wealth, invention, civilization, have lost my recognition of your silent, ever-swaying power, ye mighty elemental throes, in which and upon which we float, and every one of us is Boyd. A Persian Lesson. For his overarching and last lesson, the grey-beard Sufi, in the fresh scent of the morning in the open air, on the slope of a teeming Persian rose garden, under an ancient chestnut tree wide-spreading its branches, spoke to the young priests and students. "Finally, my children, to envelop each word, each part of the rest, Allah is all, 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 imminent in every life and object, maybe at many and many a more removes, yet Allah, Allah, Allah is there. Has the stray wandered far? Is the reason why strangely hidden? Would you sound below the restless ocean of the entire world? Would you know the dissatisfaction, the urge and spur of every life, the something never stilled, never entirely gone, the invisible need of every seed? It is the central urge in every atom, often unconscious, often evil, downfallen, to return to its divine source and origin, however distant, latent the same in subject and in object, without one exception. The commonplace. The commonplace, I sing. How cheap is health, how cheap nobility, abstinence, no falsehood, no gluttony, lust. The open air, I sing, freedom, toleration. Take here the mainest lesson, less from books, less from the schools. The common day and night, the common earth and waters, your farm, your work, trade, occupation, the democratic wisdom underneath, like solid ground for all. The rounded catalogue divine complete. The devilish and the dark, the dying and diseased, the countless 1920ths, low and evil, crude and savage, the crazed, prisoners in jail, the horrible, rank, malignant, venom and filth, serpents, the ravenous sharks, liars, the dissolute. What is the part the wicked and the loathsome bear within Earth's orbic scheme? Newts, crawling things in slime and mud, poisons, the barren soil, the evil men, the slag and hideous rot. Mirages. More experiences and sights, stranger than you'd think for. Times again, now mostly just after sunrise or before sunset. Sometimes in spring, oftener in autumn. Perfectly clear weather, in plain sight. Camps, far or near. The crowded streets of cities and the shop fronts. Account for it or not, credit or not, it is all true. And my mate there could tell you the like. We have often confabbed about it. People and scenes, animals, trees, colours and lines, plain as could be, farms and dooryards of home, paths bordered with box, lilacs in corners, weddings in churches, Thanksgiving dinners, returns of long-absent sons, glum funerals, the crape-veiled mother and daughters, trials in courts, jury and judge, the accused in the box, contestants, battles, crowds, bridges, wharves, now and then marked faces of sorrow or joy. I could pick them out this moment if I saw them again. Showed to me. Just to the right, in the sky edge. Or plainly there, to the left, on the hilltops. L of G's purport. Not to exclude or demarcate, or pick out evils from their formidable masses, even to expose them, but add, fuse, complete, extend, and celebrate the immortal and the good. Haughty this song, its words and scope, to span vast realms of space and time, evolution of the cumulative growths and generations. Begun in ripened youth and steadily pursued, wandering, peering, dallying with all, war, peace, day and night absorbing, never even for one brief hour abandoning my task, I end it here, in sickness, poverty, and old age. I sing of life, yet mind me well of death. Today shadowy death dogs my steps, my seated shape, and has for years, draws sometimes close to me, as face to face. the unexpressed. How dare one say it? After the cycles, poems, singers, plays, vaunted Ionas, Indias, Homer, Shakespeare, the long, long times, thick-dotted roads, areas, the shining clusters and the milky ways of stars, nature's pulses reaped, all retrospective passions, heroes, war, love, adoration, all ages' plummets dropped to their utmost depths, all human lives, throats, wishes, brains, all experiences, utterance, after the countless songs, all long or short, all tongues, all lands, still something not yet told in poesy's voice or print, something lacking, who knows, the best yet unexpressed and lacking. Grand is the scene. Grand is the scene, the light to me. Grand are the sky and stars. Grand is the earth, and grand are lasting time and space. And grand are their laws, so multiform, puzzling, evolutionary. But grander far the unseen soul of me, comprehending, endowing all these, lighting the light, the sky and stars, delving the earth, sailing the sea. What were all those indeed without thee, unseen soul? Of what amount without thee? More evolutionary, vast, puzzling, O my soul, more multiform far, more lasting thou than they. Unseen buds. Unseen buds, infinite, hidden well under the snow and ice, under the darkness, in every square or cubic inch, germinal, exquisite, in delicate lace, microscopic, unborn, like babes in wombs, latent, folded, compact, sleeping, billions of billions and trillions of them waiting, on earth and in the sea, the universe, the stars there in the heavens, urging slowly, surely forward, forming endless, and waiting evermore, forevermore behind. Goodbye, my fancy. Goodbye, my fancy. Farewell, dear mate, dear love. I'm going away, I know not where, or to what fortune, or whether I may ever see you again. So goodbye, my fancy. Now for my last. Let me look back a moment. The slower, fainter ticking of the clock is in me. Exit, nightfall, and sooner the heart thud, stopping. Long have we lived, joyed, caressed together. Delightful, now separation. Goodbye, my fancy. Yet let me not be too hasty. Long indeed have we lived, slept, filtered, become really blended into one. Then if we die together. Yes, we'll remain one. If we go anywhere, we'll go together to meet what happens. Maybe we'll be better off and blither and learn something. Maybe it is yourself now really ushering me to the true songs. Who knows? Maybe it is you the mortal knob is really undoing, turning. So now, finally, goodbye and hail, my fancy. End of Leaves of Grass.